The next patient is Ernestine Stone. The last name is S-T-O-N-E. Ernestine is the first name, number one. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old African-American female that is followed in the office because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The most likely situation is that this hypertension is part of the metabolic syndrome period. Interestingly, the patient has lost 6 pounds of body weight. She has hyperlipidemia and tendency to hyperglycemia. The fasting blood sugar is always around 110. She continues to take the medications for the blood pressure, Tribenzor, T-R-I-B like in boy, E-N-Z like in Zulu, O-R, 40/10/25, and Tenormin, 100 milligrams PO daily. The blood pressure reading today is 130/68, the body weight 285 pounds, the BMI is less than 45. It used to be 48 per period. Number two, the kidney function is adequate. The patient has an estimated GFR that is 98. However, in the protein creatinine ratio, there is an excretion of protein between 500 and 600 milligrams in 24 hours. Period. This is a random sample that is contaminated with a lot of leukocyte esterase, white blood cells, that is even red blood cells. The patient has urinary tract infection from time to time. Period. If this cloudy urine is making an impact in the determination of the protein, it's a questionable situation, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, the patient used to have alteration of the cardiac rhythm, sinus arrhythmia, that has been in remission. Following number, the patient has the tendency to develop hyperglycemia. She is on Ozempic, and we are going to continue with the same approach. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The vitamin D3 is 25. Phosphorus is 3.6. The patient does not have hypomagnesemia. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.